I want to greet you this morning in the wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Once again, what a privilege that we've been given by the God Almighty to come and worship Him. Yes, it is such a great privilege, the prophet would say. May we bow our heads for a word of prayer. If you have got a prayer request this morning, won't you raise your hand to the Lord? Yes, as we normally say, it's not a tradition, but you are showing your confidence in the Maker. Gracious Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning. We come, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, as we raise our hands to you. For we know, Lord Jehovah, you are the awesome one. You reign from heaven above. You fill all space and eternity. Before anything was, you were. Lord, you know the end from the beginning. There is nothing too hard for thee. Lord, you even know, Father, Lord, who is not well. You know who is in need of whatever. Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, our faith in you, Father, is telling us, Lord, that if we raise our hands to you, Father, Lord, we'll get exactly what we are in need of, Father. Lord Jesus Christ, I know you have confidence in us, oh God. In the same manner, Lord, we also have got confidence in you, Father, the deep calling unto the deep. Lord Jesus Christ, I pray, Father, as the service goes forth, Lord, speak to your children, Father. Lord, they might have different situations, but Lord, I know you can address every situation because, Lord Jehovah, there is nothing, Lord, which you can say you are not able to resolve. Lord Jesus Christ, even, Father, that trouble, it has got big horns. Oh, Father, I know you are able to tame it, Father. If you tamed Legion, oh God, even that, Lord, resolve, Father, I pray, Lord, even as we read the word, that you may come and speak to your children, Father. Glory and honor be given unto you. Special greetings this morning in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I hope and trust you are still praying for one another, which is a good thing to do. We also just want to thank and appreciate those that are contributing for the welfare of saints. We'll say, may the Lord richly bless you. In the same vein, please talk to the deacons. In case you don't have the number for the end of the deacons, you can write to me, or I will give you in one of the deacons' numbers. I hope you do have my number as well. In fact, in the same vein, let me just also say this. If, for example, I've not been in contact with you personally, I've not written you a message, I think it takes two to dance. So please, today, tomorrow, write me also a message, and then we can just be in comms and talk to one another. God bless you. Shall we stand on our feet as we read the scripture? We just trying to find a clause on the topic or the subject we were talking about last week. God has confidence in you. Last time we read Job chapter 1 from verse 7 to 12. So today we just read two verses there, verse 8 and verse 12. The rest you can read that in your spare time. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? 12. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power, only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. You may take your seats. Amen. So we're continuing with God has confidence in you. Talking about this, brother, let's take it specifically to say it is pointing to me, to say God has got confidence in me. Now, we mentioned just maybe briefly, it is the feeling or belief that one can have faith in or rely on someone or something. Now, we mentioned that we do have confidence in our families, we do have confidence in our children, and we also, in the communities where we dwell in, we do have confidence in those, yeah. And we also mentioned that human beings, we use prior knowledge or prior performance to determine the confidence in finite. Knowing the end from the beginning, he doesn't have to depend on prior performance for him to have confidence in you. We mentioned that God had confidence in Abraham even when he was an idol worshiper. God had or had confidence in you when you were still in, when you were still doing your things. You know, it's everybody. You were one way or the other, you were in your things. And some people are still in their things right even now. But purpose in your heart to say, because God has confidence in me, I have to change the way I do my things. I have to do things right because God has got confidence in me. Amen. We also spoke about Jeremiah. God had confidence in Jeremiah. And he was ordained a prophet even before he was born, because God had confidence in him. And we also mentioned to say, even before the 6th of April 1909, God had confidence in Malachi 4. Amen. Yes, he was ordained a prophet even before he came on earth. That's how God does his things. So, brother and sister, we are also even saying, don't look down upon yourself to say, look at me, I'm even a little sister, I'm a small brother, I've come from even a poor family. That doesn't matter. God still has confidence in you. Because God has confidence in you, also mentioned, you should also have got confidence in your very self. Amen. We mentioned in the message time-tested memorials of a bridge that wanted to be built. And all the architects or bridge builders, they mentioned to say it is not possible. Until a young architect took up the challenge and say, I can do it. And he looked for good, a smart scientist, and together they managed to put up the bridge. As if that was not enough, on the day of commissioning, other architects, they were pouring scorn on him. They were saying nothing will happen, this bridge will give in. Now this architect or bridge builder, he called the mayor and said, Mayor, for me, I've got confidence in my bridge. The mayor said, I also have got confidence in your bridge. And the mayor said, I will come and also do the testing. And the locomotives, like your NRZ here, they said, we are going to provide 4 locomotives because we have got confidence in your bridge. Now, brother and sister, that's exactly what was happening on the natural realm. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ, he has confidence in you. Because he has confidence in you, he is coming down to take you, brother. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, you are going to be changed. I'm going to be changed. Just like the architect, he said, I'll go on the front to show confidence, to say it is possible. Our Lord Jesus Christ is going to go on the front as he comes to take us in the rapture. Glory be to God. So he has confidence in us. We also got confidence in him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today, so when we are talking about God having confidence in us, the summary of it, brother and sister, is if you know God has confidence in you, it should make you live right. It should make you walk right. It should even make you think right. The reason is, you know, God has confidence in me. Whatever thing you do, you know God has confidence in you. That thought alone should make you, even if you do things wrong, to fix your life. To say, Lord, I'm sorry. I know you've got confidence in me. You expect me to do the best. Forgive me, give me another chance. And the Lord for sure will keep on helping you because he has that confidence. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We're going to read our first quote in the message, the Kinsman Redeemer. Paragraph 63, the prophet says, did you know that you, in your behavior, in the way you act, and what you do, you represent the entire body of Christ? Let's just pause a little bit and think on these words. The prophet is telling us, your behavior, you might say, yes, I am a nobody. But the prophet is saying, your behavior, the way you act, what you do, you are representing the entire body of Christ. So it should make you just a little bit sober, brother and sister, to say even if you pull a crooked deal, but you are representing the body of Jesus Christ. If you're going the wrong paths, the prophet is saying you are representing the entire body of Jesus Christ. Yes, even if these worldly boys come to your way, or you approach the worldly girls, you should know you are representing the entire body of Christ. It should make you, brother and sister, to live right, to think right, to say, I need to conduct myself in the right manner because my actions, my thoughts, whatever I do, I'm representing the entire body of Christ. It gives us a responsibility, brother and sister. Because God has got his confidence in you. You know, I heard this story, or it's a saying rather, to say, even if one baboon, not even the entire big one, a small baby baboon, if it goes in a field, take maybe a small little tiny cob of maize, and then, you know, the owner of the field shoos it off, and that little small little baboon runs off. Now, normally when the owner of the field is telling the story or telling his neighbors about the encounter, he normally doesn't say, a small tiny little baboon came into my field and only took one small little cob. Normally the saying is, baboons came into my field and took away and destroyed my field. So brother and sister, the same thing happens as well. When you, yes, you might say I'm just a small little sister, but when you are a message believer and you do something that is not in line with the message, people will say, have you seen, have you heard what the message believers are doing? Just because of one somebody who misrepresented, you are affecting the entire message circle. So brother, it gives us, yes, the privilege, the authority, even to realize that, yes, we have to live right and to conduct ourselves in the right manner. So he's saying you represent the entire body of Christ. You say, but I am just a lay member. That doesn't matter. When you take on the name of Christian, you represent Christ and his church. Glory be to God. You should live like that. You should live like a gentleman, like ladies. Oh, how many promise this morning by show by raising of your hands that you are going to live like a gentleman or you are going to live like a lady? Praise be the name of the Lord. Don't never do things of the world, because the war eyes of heaven and earth is cast on you to represent that one thing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This is a mouthful, brother and sister. If you know, number one, God has got confidence in you. Number two, don't do the things of the world. Why? Because the whole eyes of heaven and earth is cast on you. Hallelujah. Just think of it. When you want to do something wrong, just remember, the whole eyes of heaven are watching you. The whole eyes of the earth watching you. It will make you do things right. No matter how weak you are, how little you are, hold your head right, because you are a Christian. Praise be the name of the Lord. Because you are a Christian, you are representing the body of Christ. Because you are a message believer, you are representing the entire message fraternity. So represent well. Do well, brother. Do well, sister. Because God has confidence in you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We just want to go into the scriptures. Last time, yes, we talked about Job. God showing his confidence in Job. He declared to the devil to say, Satan, you can do whatever you want, but I have got my confidence in Job. Job will never leave my word. Job will never curse me. The devil thought, yes, I got God on this one. I'm going to go to Job. I'm going to kill everything. I'm going to destroy everything. And then he'll curse God to the face. But God, who knows the end from the beginning, had his confidence in Job. He knew Job would not let him down. And for sure, Job said, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And Job stood on God's word. Hallelujah. This morning, we just want to put our view on another set of people whom God had confidence on. And those people also, they had confidence. Yes, they put their entire confidence on God. We are talking about the Hebrew boys. Yes, God created a situation that Nebuchadnezzar, in his wisdom, he created an idol to be put up and that everybody was supposed to worship that idol. When you hear the sound of music, psaltery, dulcimer, any form of music, people were supposed to fall down and worship. But there were three boys who said, "We will not bow down." God had confidence in those three boys. I like that. God knew exactly that these boys, yes, even at the pain of death, they will not let go. They had confidence in me, and God has had confidence in them. Glory be to God. Until angels were kind of like shaking, quaking, because they were seeing to say just a step forward, these boys were going to be thrown in the fiery furnace. But God, he was all right. He had confidence in his boys. He knew, you know, there are some people, when they are put to a press, they let go. But when God has got confidence in you, oh, brother and sister, you won't let go. Even if it is such a lucrative deal, you make sure it is done the right way. Because God has got confidence in you. And one thing for sure, brother and sister, when you do right, when you show that you do things right, God will come vindicate himself to you. Even if that deal goes away, God will give you a much, much bigger deal. Hallelujah. I believe that. A much, much bigger deal. That one will just be a small little campaign that deal that went away. You then get a real big fish of kind of a deal. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So Daniel chapter 3 from verse 14 up to 30. We're not going to read entire verses there, but we just pull on some, you know, some scriptures there. So we said, yes, Nebuchadnezzar, he then spoke toward his realm wherein he was ruling, to say, at whatever time you hear the sound of sackbut, psaltery, or dulcimer, or any kind of music, everybody was supposed to fall down and worship. He was saying. So he is saying now, if I, on 16 says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered to the king. That is after the king has said, if you don't bow down to worship, you'll be thrown into the fiery furnace. I like the way how they answered. That's the reason God had confidence in them. He knew these boys, they are going to be squeezed. They are going to be put in a fix. Now, when they are put in a fix, how will they answer? Their answer is 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Hallelujah. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. Oh, hallelujah. I'm sure God was saying, that's the reason why I've got confidence in these boys. Because for sure, they put their trust in me. Even at the point of death, in the pain of death, they will not give up. They will still have confidence in me. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. 18. But if not, hallelujah, we are telling you, king, our God is able to deliver us. But even if our God says he's not coming to deliver us. Be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Hallelujah. God said, this is the people I should put my confidence in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Oh, God was so happy with such a response. Hallelujah. And then, of course, the king, he was not happy. Even his visage, the form of his visage changed. And he commanded that these people be put right into the fiery furnace. And then he took some strong men to cast them in. And because of the agents, yes, and the request of the king to hit the furnace even seven times more hot, yes, even those powerful men who was carrying them, they were taken by the flames. Oh, but praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Maybe let's see exactly what the scriptures are saying. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We read exactly what the scriptures were saying, but we want to see exactly how it happened, brother and sister. Oh, yes. God had confidence in one person who he wanted to show the movie that was happening during this time. Hallelujah. Yes, God showed Malachi 4. He showed the prophet. God had confidence in the prophet to say, if I show him the video, if I show him the movie, he is able. He will clearly describe it or show it or explain it all to people who believe in the seventh message. Hallelujah. So, brother and sister, the prophet was shown this video. He saw it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the message and thy word. So be ready. You are almost watching a video as well. So the prophet is watching a video. He is showing what we read. So, you know, the Bible does not say everything. But now look at Malachi 4. God had confidence in him. He was shown this movie. So the prophet on verse 32 in the middle, he's saying, I can see him sitting in his great priestly robes. So the prophet is actually seeing God. Hallelujah. He is seeing God, priestly robes hanging around him, watching down there across. I can see this great archangel Gabriel come up, pull his sword and sheath his sword, and stand and say, Master, if you look down in Babylon, why there's men down there, three people that took your word and standing on it, and they are fixing to burn them up this morning. I can hear him say, yes, Gabriel, I'm watching them. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, but I want to believe Gabriel, he was kind of unsettled to say, God is saying, yes, I'm watching them, but look, the Hebrew boys are about to be burnt. Glory be to God. I hear him saying, look, I stood by your side, let me go down. I will change the scene this morning. I can hear him say, Gabriel, you've been a good angel. You have done what I told you ever since I created you. But stick that sword back in there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Gabriel, he did. He obeyed. You know, there are some times, but I want to believe in Gabriel's heart. He could not understand to say, God, why is he telling me to shift even the sword when his people who are standing by his word, they are about to be burned? Sometimes we cut through situations and we think of taking a certain route, but God tells us to say,
stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. But you are saying, Lord, how can you tell me to stand still? There is need for me to take action because I'm just about to die. I'm just about to perish. But, brother and sister, when God says something, take him at his word. You might not understand, but if you just let him take his word, God in sure will change the thing. Another angel came. Here comes another angel flashing red. Quick, his name's Wormwood. He had the controls of water. He said, if you consider the Babylon, hallelujah, let me go down there in the antediluvian destruction. You give me the power over the waters. I broke up the springs and brought the atmospheres down. Wash the whole earth over. Let me go down this morning. I will wash Babylon off the face of the earth. He said, yes, I washed them all night long. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He said, and your angels are great men. And you have done what I told you to do. But I can't let you go on this morning. Hallelujah. Because I'm going myself. It's a man-sized job. Glory be to God. Brother and sister, why God has confidence in the three Hebrew boys? Because God had confidence in the three Hebrew boys, he said, I cannot let you angels go and deliver. Because they've shown that they also have got confidence in me, I am going myself. Because, yes, this is a man-sized job. Hallelujah. Look, there are just one more step. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Even brother and sister, there is just one more step towards the fire. Oh, glory be to God. They could not even change their conviction. Hallelujah. They put their trust in God. Hallelujah. God put his confidence in the three Hebrew boys. A step towards the fire, they could not recant. They were saying, yes, we'll go right into the fire. Hallelujah. Sometimes God says still and lets it go to the last minute. Hallelujah. You are the only one in a hurry, not God. Hallelujah. He knows what he's going to do. Give God a chance, brother and sister. Hallelujah. You believe him. He is on the answering side. Hallelujah. God is on the answering side. You request him, wait upon him. He knows. Don't be in a hurry. He knows. He's never too early. He's never too late. He is just on time. Brother and sister, God has confidence in you. Because he has confidence in you, brother and sister, wait upon his answer. Wait upon him. He will come certainly. Imagine if the Hebrew boys had just a step before going into the fire and said, wow, I feel this heat. No, I'm giving up. Oh, glory be to God. We will not be reading what we are reading. Hallelujah. But because they stood by their conviction, even to the pain of death, brother and sister, the prophet is saying, I can see him coming down. Who is he? God. I can see him come walking down. I can see him. The prophet is seeing, brother. I can see him get up off his throne. Glory be to God. So three little Hebrew boys, because of their conviction, it made God to get off his throne. His priestly garments drop around him like that. Great king of majesty. Hallelujah. Like everything obeys him. Hallelujah. I can see a great big thunderhead hanging back there in the north. Hallelujah. So God, the prophet is saying, the thunderhead hanging there in the north. And then he's hearing him saying, God is now saying, east wind, south wind, north and west, come here. Hallelujah. Everything minds what he says. Hallelujah. I can hear him saying, get over on that thunderhead and bring it here right quick. Glory. I got a mission for you. The winds and the waves, they obey him. Everything obeys him. I can see the big thunderhead roar over there, steps on it like a chariot. Hallelujah. So God is talking to nature. He is telling the winds to say, go get that thunderhead. I want to step on that because I want to go to Babylon. Hallelujah. So he steps on the thunderhead like on a chariot. Man, and then he reached and got a hold of a zigzag lightning. Hallelujah. So brother and sister, he is commanding the winds. Oh, now he's commanding the thunderhead. And now he is also commanding the zigzag of the lightning. Hallelujah. Glory. Crashed it in the skies to let them know that he's on the hearing side. Hallelujah. He is on the hearing side. I'm watching you. I know where you are. Cracking that lightning. Hallelujah. Glory. So here he comes, brother and sister. He got a hold on nature. And then he went. And as he went through, I hear Shadrach say, it will be all right. Don't you worry. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Brother and sister, it will be all right. Don't you worry. Hallelujah. Because God has got confidence in you. Hallelujah. Because he has confidence in you, brother. He will stand for you. He will fight for you. Because if you fail, God will have failed. Hallelujah. Why? Because you are his son. Your royal blood is flowing within you. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Even brother, in the natural, when a son has gone wrong, they will say this son of so-and-so family has gone wrong or has done something wrong. It taints the name of the family. Hallelujah. So brother and sister, if you also do wrong, you also taint even God. But because God has his confidence in you, brother, it will not happen. Glory. Think of it, brother and sister. Hallelujah. You were born in sin and shed iniquity. Hallelujah. There are some people who repented earlier than you. Some of them, they appeared as if they were running with a message. Oh, but they were just staggering like this. A step in, a step out, and out of oblivion they went. The reason is God did not have confidence in them. No wonder why they could not walk straight. But yes, they're just walking in a zigzag like that. But you, when you were born, yes, you were walking in a zigzag like this because you were drunk, because you were smoking. You couldn't even walk right. You couldn't even speak right. But God had confidence in you even when you were doing those things. And then he got a hold of you. He said, because I've got confidence in this one, he took you. He made you believe the message. And when you believe the message, brother and sister, no longer are you walking in a zigzag, man. You're walking straight. You're talking straight. Whatever you do, your deals, they are being done straight. Because he has confidence in you, brother and sister. When he has confidence in you, brother and sister, don't worry. Like, yes, Shadrach is telling his brothers, don't worry, it will be all right. It's God's duty when he has got put his trust in you to take care of everything. Hallelujah. You don't take care of yourself, brother and sister. God takes care of you because it is his name that is at stake. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So take God at his word and hang your soul right on his word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Oh, we thank him so much. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. I want to read this quote. I see my time is moving again. Yes. Oh, brother. God gave us a message. If the Christian, the believer, could know the amount of investment or amount of power that is invested in you, brother and sister, you should not even walk a defeated person. If you know who exactly you are, brother and sister, you can even move out of your sickness without somebody even praying for you. It is possible, brother, because you are powerful. You have that power, brother and sister. I just want to remind you, I want to bring this to your attention, brother and sister. You are just not a little nobody, but you are powerful. Hallelujah. Listen to this, what the prophet is saying. In the message, the resurrection of Lazarus, paragraph 37. Oh, brother. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, oh, we ascribe things that we will deal with. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Don't just refer everything, brother and sister. Some of those things, you deal with them. And then you give it as a testimony to say, yes, the devil came like this, like that. I defeated him because scripture says, hallelujah. God, remember we are saying, God has got confidence in you. The reason he has got confidence in you, brother and sister, he also goes further to say, nothing is impossible with you. Hallelujah. Nothing is impossible with you. Normally we say nothing is impossible with God. But God is saying nothing is impossible with you. Hallelujah. Paragraph 37 in the mid right there. They said nothing impossible to God. God said nothing impossible with you. If you will believe, not with God, but you. Hallelujah. Did you hear that? Nothing is impossible with you. If you can only believe, deity in a man, the very God that stood back there on the mythical platform of the eternities and rolled worlds off his hands and he created these things, give you the privilege to be his son. And you are part of him. Hallelujah. When you are a son, hallelujah. If you fail, brother, God will have failed. But it is not possible for God to fail. So it is also not possible for you to fail, brother. If a DNA is going to be conducted on the same trace that you have, the same trace of God, hallelujah. So if you fail, God is guilty, hallelujah. And brother, thing God is out, he is guilty of love, hallelujah. All other things, God is not guilty. He is not guilty of failure, hallelujah, because he cannot fail. Glory be to God. So, brother, I'm encouraging you this morning to say you will never fail, hallelujah, because God, deity, is in man. Deity is in you. You cannot fail, brother. When deity is in you, it is not possible, brother. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And God dwells in mankind. And mankind, and man himself is deity. Hallelujah. Did you hear that? Hallelujah. That will make somebody who is in a wheelchair, brother, to just stand up on his feet and say, I am healed. Somebody who has a debt, huge debt, and say, I'm walking out of my dirt. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Somebody who was not living right and say, I'm walking out of my unclean living. I'm fixing my life. I want to live right. Glory be to God. If the prophet is saying, God dwells in mankind and man himself is deity. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There you are. It might choke you. Hallelujah. It is true, brother. It might shock you, but it is true. Hallelujah. What is true? Man himself is deity. Glory. Do you think deity will fail? Never. Nothing is impossible with you. I'll repeat, brother, as what is said by the prophet here. Because deity is in man. Hallelujah. Man himself is deity. Glory be to God. So when you are walking, brother, know for sure deity is walking. Hallelujah. Because you are enveloping deity in yourself, brother. Therefore, whatever you do it right. Glory. man becomes a son of God, not him in himself, but the Holy Spirit that in him is God. The Creator lives in the creation. Oh, hallelujah, glory. I like that. The Creator living in the creation. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, brother. Hallelujah. He has confidence in you, brother. Why? Because deity is no longer in heaven. Hallelujah. But deity is in you. Hallelujah. I want to believe, brother. Some people, hallelujah, talking about those three Hebrew boys, God left his throne and went right into Babylon. And he was talking. He was the fourth man in the fire. Hallelujah. I want to believe there were some people who were praying and saying, "Our Father who art in heaven." Hallelujah. God was in Babylon there. Hallelujah. Why? Because there were some three little boys who took God at his word. Hallelujah. So, brother and sister, yes, it took three boys to let God come down and be in the fiery furnace. Hallelujah. The fourth man came because some people, they purpose in their hearts to say, if we are going to die, if we are going to perish, we will perish. But we'll stand, we'll hang our souls on God's word. Oh, brother, is that your desire this morning as a little sister, as a little brother, to say, whatever it takes, I want to receive the Holy Ghost so that deity is in me, so that nothing is impossible with me. Brother and sister, it is possible. If God has invested his confidence in you, it is possible, brother. I'm just thinking, brother, of even Shamgar. God had confidence in Shamgar until he said, "Oh, these 600 soldiers, though I am not a warrior," brother, in the natural sense, one soldier cannot fight 600 soldiers and win. But it happened because God had confidence in this little farmer by the name of Shamgar. He withstood 600 soldiers as a single man. I'm also thinking even of Joseph. Hallelujah. God had confidence in Joseph. Even though Potiphar's wife came and say, "I'm going to lay my hands on this boy." Oh, God had confidence to say, Joseph, he is going to withstand. He is not going to allow this filthy, lustful woman or to destroy or to defile himself. He's going to run away. He knew it and he had confidence in that. Oh, brother and sister, is there a little sister who is saying, in this dark moment, in this evil world, when boys are coming, they are salivating, but that little girl is saying, I purpose in my heart to say, God has got confidence in me. I'm not going to listen to their whistles. I'm not going to listen to their evil talk. Or is there a young man who is saying, because God has got confidence in me, I'm not going to watch the dirty movies. I'm not going to watch even this pornography. I'm not going to watch even or visit these dirty sites because God has got confidence in me. Are you also a father, a mother who is also saying, because God has got confidence in me, I'm going to teach my children the right things. I'm going to lead my family in the right way because God has got confidence in me. Brother and sister, do you know, even if God has given you children, it shows he has given you the confidence. He has confidence that you are able to raise them under the fear and admonition of your word. Oh, brother, I believe this morning, brother, because he has confidence, brother, in you. Do your level best to live right. Do your level best to live a genuine Christian life. As we just conclude, I'm also remembering or thinking of Abraham, brother and sister. God had confidence in Abraham, hallelujah. Even when he was still an idol worshiper, we mentioned, hallelujah. But he then said, "By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord." Hallelujah, brother and sister. God, we know whatever God says, it will come to pass. Whatever God says is true. But brother, at this point in time, he says, I want to ensure that I put emphasis on this thing. By myself have I sworn. Instead of just saying, you take gold, whatever he says to be true, he says, I'm also going to swear. Hallelujah. He could not swear by the heaven. He could not swear by the heaven because these are the things which he had created. He said, I will only swear by myself. I cannot find anything greater. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So watch, brother. What is it that God is swearing? Hallelujah. He is swearing and saying, because thou have done this, that I swear by myself. Hallelujah. What is he saying? That in blessing, I will bless thee. Glory be to God. So, brother, your blessings, God did not just say you are going to be blessed, but he had to swear by himself. Glory. So, it will never fail. Your blessings are sure, brother, because he swore by himself that in blessing, I will bless thee, multiplying thy seed as the stars of heaven. Hallelujah. Another thing, thy seed shall possess the gates of the enemy. Oh, if you believe, brother and sister, that you are a seed of Abraham, there is something that was given where God had to swear by himself. He said, your seed shall possess the gate of the enemy. Brother and sister, it is not just what God said, but he had to swear by himself to say, in as much as you declaring or you put everything or quietening things or even taking the gates of the enemy, that one is given and is period. If you have a gate right now, brother, I want to challenge you to say, Lord, I'm taking you at your word. You have confidence in me and you swore by yourself that I possess the gate of every enemy. Therefore, I am coming against every gate that is within me, every gate that is coming as a stumbling block. Brother and sister, it is possible. God has respect for his word. Hallelujah. God is not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah. That whatever he says will not come to pass. Hallelujah. Remember the prophet told us, God is prepared to bankrupt the heaven that for his word not to come to pass. What word is this? By myself have I sworn, says the Lord, that in blessing I'll bless thee. Thy seed shall possess the gate of the enemy. Brother and sister, I am challenging you this morning to say, if you want blessing, this is the time, this is the age, this is the opportunity for you to take God at his word. Remind him to say, God, this is exactly what you say. Hallelujah. You said, I possess the gate of every enemy. If there is a gate where you are failing to overcome, oh, you say, Lord, but you swore by yourself. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. If he swore, brother, by the earth, we could say, yes, maybe it will fail because heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will never pass away, brother. Whatever he said in his word, brother, be assured, it will never pass away, Father. If he said that just shall live by faith, brother, you can even say, Lord, I want the faith, hallelujah, that yes, I can even command even the sickness. I can even command unclean living. It will happen, brother. Oh, glory be to God. If you find any scripture or any promise that's lying dormant in the word, brother and sister, you can go, take it, claim it. It is yours because God has got confidence in you, brother. Don't fear for yourself. Don't fear for God because deity is not in heaven. Deity is in you. If deity is in you, brother, it should make you walk straight. It should make you look straight at the enemy. Brother and sister, this is the time, brother. If God has got confidence in me, if you've got confidence in you, brother, this is the time where we should even see the supernatural happening in our lives, brother. We should not just read them in the pages of the Bible. Time should come, brother, when Peter yet spake Those needing of the Holy Ghost, they should receive the Holy Ghost, because this is the time, brother, because we have come to the end of, yes, of the age. Brother and sister, I want to tell you, God has got confidence in you. Daniel wanted to live in this age. Daniel, he said, Lord God, he has seen the exploits happening in this age. And then he said, I want to live in this age. But God said, Daniel, go thy way. Do you know the reason? God had confidence in you. Oh, brother, if God could have confidence in you more than to Daniel, what did Daniel do? He had a discussion. He was with the lions. He was questioning the lions. Oh, brother and sister, what have you done also? Oh, glory be to God, even if you've not done anything, brother. But God still has got confidence in you. He knows, brother, you are going to do exploits. This is your time. This is your chance to say, God, I also want to do those exploits. These exploits Daniel saw. Oh, God, help me to do those exploits, Father. Brother, this is time where we should see the supernatural happening in our homes. Yes, the supernatural happening where we belong, at our workplaces, yes, at our home, people being born again. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We want to thank God. Shall we rise to our feet? We just want to pray and thank God to say, Lord, we want to thank you for all the confidence that you bestow on us. It is his confidence that he has given to us, choosing us. Yes, from the multitude of people, and said, this one, I want to put my confidence in him. That's the reason why the Lord Jesus Christ came down, died on the cross of Calvary. It was because of his confidence in you. We want to thank him. We want to appreciate him. Oh, I think of that old rugged cross. Oh, hallelujah. You look at that old rugged cross. That old rugged cross make you to have confidence in God and made God to have confidence in you. Shall we all pray at the various places we are? Eternal Heavenly Father, we want to thank you once again, Lord. We can never thank you enough, oh God. And we also know you want to be thanked, Almighty. No wonder why when you heal those 10 lepers, only one came back to thank you. And Father, you mentioned to say, why is it only this stranger? Lord Jesus Christ, help us, Lord. Father, to thank you, Father. Lord, if we take time even to think, to enumerate, to count all on our blessings, Lord, we then realize we are not able to count them all. There are so many things that you have done, Lord. But Father, we don't have time to thank you, oh God. But Father, we are coming, Lord, at the end of the service, Lord, to say thank you, Almighty Jehovah, for showing, oh God, the confidence, Lord, in us, Almighty Jehovah. Because, Lord, you have shown confidence in us, Lord. Father, we are raising our hands to declare, to appreciate, to say, Lord, we also want to show, we dedicating, Lord, our lives, oh God, Father, to the word of God. Lord, the word of God, we know defeats the enemy anytime, anywhere, under any condition, Lord. And Father, we are taking you at your word, Almighty Jehovah. Lord, we thank you, Father, for dwelling in us, Lord. For deity is not in heaven, we told, but living in the believer. Because deity is living in a believer, Lord, we pray, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, that you help our mortal bodies, Lord. Heavenly Father, where there is sickness, Lord, Father, I pray, may the power of Almighty God, deity himself, Lord Jesus Christ, deliver such an one, Lord. Lord, we pray, Father, help us, oh God, that Father, Lord God, we be protected, oh God. Lord Jesus Christ, we know when the death angel was passing by, God's children were safe, Almighty Jehovah. We're taking you at your word, Lord. We are not careful, Lord, to protect ourselves. We are not careful to look at ourselves, Lord. But Lord Jehovah, because you have got confidence in us, Lord, we want to say thank you. Lord, we know all is well. All is well. We are not going to worry, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, because we are taking you at your word, that Lord Jehovah, you have put confidence in us. We thank you. We appreciate you. Keep your children, Lord. May you give them the desires of their hearts. Some are in need of healing. Some in need of the Holy Ghost, natural and spiritual healing, Lord. Father, I pray, oh God, even when the devil comes in like a flood, Lord, we know you raise a standard that is higher than that of the enemy, Lord. Fight our battles, Lord. But Lord, more importantly, Father, you were guilty and you are still guilty. Guilty of love in the first degree, Father. We also pray, Heavenly Father, that we also be guilty. Guilty of love, of loving one another. Lord, loving our enemies. Help us, Lord Jehovah. It doesn't take human ability, but it takes deity in a believer, Lord Jehovah, to do this. We thank you as we commit the rest of the week, Lord Jehovah, and the saints, even globally, Lord. Some, Lord, yes, whom we heard, Lord, contracted the disease. We pray, Heavenly Father, Lord Jehovah, may you touch them, Lord. May you heal them, Lord, because there is balm in Gilead. We thank you. In the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, yes, we appreciate the Lord. Amen. We want to thank you and also to thank God for the time that they've given to us. God bless you. I forgot to mention at the beginning that Pastor Ronnie from South Africa was passing his greetings to you. I'm sure I'll take your greetings back to him. God bless you. Let's continue loving one another. Yes, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples. You would love one another. Love everybody above everything. God bless you. Shalom, saints.